It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mount Vernon High School Basketball. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. With me tonight is Jarrett Buck.
Good evening, everyone.
And we have the Princeton Tigers are in town. Princeton Tigers sporting a 16-1 overall record. Their only defeat was back before Christmas to Lawrence Central. And they have a pretty impressive resume, we'll say. They've got a 6'7" junior, Edwin Holmes. He's a college prospect, a legitimate, good, talented player. He's a face the basket kind of a player. Don't know how he'll differ than the player that we faced from Carmi a couple of weeks ago. They're the same size, the same build, but I believe this one might have just a little bit more in the tank. But Princeton is a very quick team. They're an 84-foot team. They will challenge you with their defense, and they'll get points from their defense. They'll get offense from their defense, and that'll be something that Mount Vernon's going to have to be careful with the ball, be deliberate with our passing, pass and cut, don't pass and stand, and make sure we don't give them trapping opportunities. We are each day, each week, however you want to phrase it, our players are getting healthier. You know, Meyer Robb seems to be back to about 100%. Bryce Clowers, with that finger, he's pushing the limits of, the injury that he had. You don't want to do risk any permanent damage, but he wants to be out there, and he's playing accordingly. Brady Schickel, just don't know, because he's going to play and he's going to give you everything he's got. Just don't know about his vision, because wearing that big plastic mask, not sure how well he can see.
Hopefully this being his third game with that
yes.
with the mask since the surgery, hopefully he's adjusted his lines of sight and knows better where his blind spots are. Last week he was out there and he was very aggressive, but it was clear he had some blind spots, so I don't think he'll be timid on changing his body position a little bit to be able to get those lines of sight that he may have been missing that first game.
Right, yeah, and he even struggled to catch a pass one time that nobody's got better hands than Brady Schickel, but he couldn't see the ball coming in. So that brings us up on our injury report. Princeton, as far as we know, is completely healthy. They run a short roster. They're going to play probably seven players, and that'll be it. But they will come at you with everything they've got, and they will try to speed you up. Fortunately, we generally start four guards and Brady Schickel, so we should be able to handle the pressure. This, best description of this Princeton team would be kind of like a Bossy team from about 5 years ago or so, when they had just quickness up and down the lineup. And, 1 year they blew out Mount Vernon. The next year, Mount Vernon went down to Bossy and beat them and controlled the game the whole way. So it's just a matter of being patient, not being careless with the ball. And that was the year, if I'm not mistaken, it was the year Leo was a senior.
Well, what you just described, if they don't have that much depth, run them as hard as you can with our aggressive defense.
True.
We have a lot of defensive players who kind of play on that second play off the bench and not as much in the starting lineup. So you've got some subs that can try and wear down their starters and wear into those seven men, hopefully get them a little bit off balance, and draw some fouls along the way.
You're exactly right.
First half may be a little bit ugly, but if you can wear them down, get them tired, give them in some foul trouble, the second half is when you can really make eat into a potential lead or or take advantage of it because they can't perform the way that they would like to.
Exactly. One of the players that I – well, now, one thing I do see is that Coach Newcomb is dressing a couple of additional JV players. They've earned their way to wearing a varsity uniform. Don't know if they'll see much or any playing time tonight, but Jacob Caldemeyer, he's a heck of a good shooter, and he's come a long way his freshman year as a JV player. And the other is Keaton Gibbons. He's also improved greatly since the beginning of the season. The one that I don't see, and I have not gotten word on this, but I do know that we've had some flu going through the team, I don't see Logan Clowers. And you were talking about strong defensive players off the bench. That's the first name that came to mind. And I don't see him. I don't want to start any rumors. I don't know if he's, I might just have missed him, but I don't think he's out here. And, if he's got the flu or something, well, that's, that'll leave us short of man. But I tell you what, the both teams have left the floor and they've gone into the locker room. Let's take a quick break, get our sponsors a little bit more recognition, and we'll take a short break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high-yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, we offer fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out the vehicle of the week, a 2019 Toyota Camry LE. This unit comes with heated seats, tinted windows, and great gas mileage. 29 miles per gallon in the city and 41 on the highway. It's priced at just $16,990. Come give it a test drive today. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. And financing available for all credit situations. Visit us at Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Sitting alongside me is Jarrett Buck. And Princeton is back out on the court. They are wearing their road black uniforms with red numbers. Your Mount Vernon Wildcat cheerleaders are circling the floor, and the players have just burst through the whatever you call that thing that they burst through, the paper.
Banner.
Yeah, the banner. Thank you. And they're on the floor. The pep band is playing the school song. And we're going to get ready to have a good game here. The clock is showing 3 minutes. They haven't started it to run down yet. But teams are just going to warm up a little bit more. So typically, game like this, like we talked about, we want to limit the number of possessions. Shorten the game basically by controlling the ball, controlling the tempo, and as you said, we're going to have to get some belly button defense to work and see if we can lengthen their possessions as well. you know, they like to run it and score it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, on offense, it's going to be key for us to make good, crisp passes, get the ball moving around a lot, make them run on defense to wear them out as well. Because it's going to be key in the second half. If they only usually run seven guys, get them worn out, have them make some reaching fouls when they're not moving their feet well,
yep.
And try and get them in that type of position where they can't play defense.
You're exactly right. That is what they do. Players, as they get tired, they tend to reach. And the other thing, and I will go out on a limb and say, usually, almost always, Mount Vernon is in better physical condition than their opponent. So, you know, if it comes down to our 8 against their 7, I don't think ours are going to get as winded as quickly, but, you know, we'll wait and see. It's that's not a foolproof, you know, fact-based thing. I'll tell you what, we are going to have the national anthem. They're unfurling the flag, I should say, over the court. And so we're going to take a time out here while the pep band leads us in the national anthem. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to get ready to fire up the grill. Stop in this week for Bear Mountain Grill Pellets. They come in 20-pound bags for $7.99. Get them in these great flavors: cherry, apple, mesquite, hickory, maple, and gourmet. It's waiting for you at Bud's Hardware. Open 7 until 5 Monday through Friday and 8 until 5 on Saturday. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? Valentine heart-shaped? Ask about it at DiMaggio's Italian Pizza in Mount Vernon. Home of zesty authentic Italian pizza, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, cannoli, and more. Voted again the best pizza in the tri-state. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 838-9850 for pickup or delivery, or order online at DiMaggio's.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Mount Vernon High School Basketball. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck this evening. And we're getting ready for the starting lineups. Well, they're going to start off with number one, Edwin Holmes, the 6'7" junior we talked about a little bit earlier. Number two, DeMarcus Newsom. He's a 6'3" junior. The next one should be a very familiar name. 6'1" senior, Jalen Price. He wears number 11. Number 12, Jace Jenkins. He's a 6'2" senior. And the final starter is number 32, Chase Diehouse. He's a 6'2" senior. They are coached by head coach Lamar Brown. And now, starting lineup for your Mount Vernon Wildcats, as they have turned the lights off now and you're seeing cell phone lights all over the gymnasium. It's quite a spectacle when they do this kind of a thing. Okay, I was going to say, they had to build up a little suspense here with the organ music in the background, but we're going to start off the same way we have for several years. And this, I'll have to dedicate this to Mary in Elizabeth, Indiana. She's not able to make the game tonight. Number 0, Nash Hostetter. He's a 5'10" junior. And the next starter is number one, Meyer Robb. He's a 6'2" junior. Number three, Grayson Boozy, the 5'9" junior. Number 11 is a 6'3" junior, Brady Schickel. And the other guard is number 23, 6-foot junior, Bryce Flowers. And the Mount Vernon Wildcats are coached by Joe Newcomb. And we will see what happens in that. Mary happens to be Nash's grandmother.
Oh, okay.
That's why I knew she wasn't going to make it to this game, so just had to say hello to her. I believe we also have Sophia in Crystal Lake, Illinois, is also listening tonight. Brady Schickel is going to jump against Edwin Holmes. And we will pick it up as they on the jump. Almost an even tip, but it is controlled by Diehaus. Diehaus that gets it back to Newsom, now to Jenkins. Jenkins over to the right side volleyball line, back up to Dyson, back over to Newsom, excuse me. It's now down to the block to Holmes, and he spins and puts it in with his left hand. Princeton showing a man-to-man press. I'm not sure if it's a nuisance or high-intensity press, but Nash has no problem with it. Gets it to Flowers on the left, three-point line. To Boozy, now to Nash. To Meyer Robb, top of the key. He's guarded closely by Jalen Price. To Flowers, to Hostetter on the high left. Three-point attempt is no good. Rebound by Jace Jenkins. To bring it quickly up the court. Newsom tries to drive, gets it into the paint. He gets rebuffed. It's out to Jenkins. A long three, no good. Holmes up over Rob's back for the rebound, but Robb plucked it out of his hands and took it away. Robb gets it across the timeline to Boozy, high on the right. Boozy to Hostetter up by the 10-second line. He's guarded by Holmes. Now to Flowers on the right. Flowers guarded by Jalen Price, excuse me. Robb's got it now, guarded by Newsom. To Hostetter, to Boozy, three-pointer from the left, no good. Rebound Flowers to Hostetter, now to Meyer Robb, three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound tapped away, Princeton comes away with it. Newsom Euro step, and Bryce Flowers blocks the shot. Excuse me, that was Jalen Price on that Euro step. And I believe they're going to whistle Flowers. Yeah, they're calling Flowers for a foul on that shot attempt. And that puts Jalen Price at the line, shooting two. First foul on anybody. Price is around the rim and no good. Kind of a flat shot there, but he's started for him a number of years. He'll get that corrected, but not that time. It was off the back of the rim, but Holmes does come up with a rebound. They kick it back out. Holmes takes a three from the corner.
He was off balance.
Yep. And that rebound is pulled down by Jalen Price, and he puts it right back up and in for a 4-0 Princeton lead, 5:54 left in the first quarter. Nash crosses the timeline with it. He's being guarded by Jenkins. To Boozy on the left three-point line. To Flowers up on the Wildcat. To Nash on the right. Nash looking for Meyer Robb, gets it to him. Robb tries to penetrate. He gets cut off. To Flowers high on the left. Flowers looking for some help up for a screen. Nobody coming. Now down to Boozy. Boozy drives, gets the ball knocked out of his hands. Clears it, gets it to Schickel down on the block. They picked his pocket. Princeton coming. Holmes has it down on the block. Holmes lays it up, misses it. He gets his own rebound and puts it in. 6-0 Princeton, 5:08 left in the first. Timeout, Mount Vernon, and this will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break and be right back. 106.7 FM WMVI.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Sitting alongside me tonight is Jarrett Buck. What do you see so far? Any surprises?
So far, Mount Vernon's moving the ball extremely well on offense, but we're moving the ball with passes and not moving our feet. It's good to see that we're not dribbling. We're just making the passes. That's going to help wear them down, and it's going to capitalize on or work against their speed. So that's been good. On the defensive side of the ball, we need to get a little bit more physical under the baskets and move them out. I think we've got – they don't list weights on the rosters, but I think we outweigh them by a substantial amount and should use that physicality to our advantage.
Yep. Right now we're having trouble. We crossed the timeline, and then Princeton hit it back into the backcourt. Now they've trapped. They are going to call a foul on Princeton. They're getting
– And that was another good example where our guys are moving, but they're not coming to the ball. They're leaving too much space out there. They didn't come out to help out on the trap very well.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of times the person with the ball gets trapped and there's no help. You have to come over, present yourself, and call for the ball. Don't stand back and jump up and down on your tippy toes. Nash has it, gets it to Meyer Robb. They're trapping at every opportunity. Nash drives down the lane. Oh, he got in there. Just couldn't quite get the scoop shot in. Princeton rebounds. They're quickly going the other direction. And that is a good basket by DeMarcus Newson. Nash has it now coming up against the press. They're going to try and double him. He spots Clowers down on the block. Clowers misses his shot. Snodgrass on the rebound. Gets it back out to Nash above the volleyball line. He's going to take a breath. Gets it over to Clowers on the right three-point line. Clowers gets to Schickel up at the top of the key, and out to Nash. Nash to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb into the paint. He goes up. He got it stripped.
I thought that was a...
Looked like, and not Princeton lays the ball in for a 10-0 lead with 3:50 remaining. Meyer Robb got more than just the ball stripped away from him. There's a layer of skin that went with that.
Yeah, the approach didn't come from the head. It came from the side. Anytime that happens, it's going to be arm when a guy's going up in the air like that.
Yep, absolutely. Princeton in a tight man-to-man. Nash guarded by Diehouse up high. Now to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb is guarded by Holmes. Meyer Robb just kind of drove past him and laid it up high off the glass. So 10-2. And now a very deep three from Jenkins. No good. Ball tapped out, they're going to say, by Mount Vernon. Ball's going to stay at this end. DeMarcus Newsom's going to inbound it for Princeton. Jalen Price takes the inbound pass and shoots a three from the side and hits it for a 13-2 Princeton lead. Schickel inbounds to Nash. Nash gets double-teamed. He throws it to Schickel. Schickel back to Robb. Robb over to Nash. Nash up to Schickel to cross the timeline. Down in the corner to Snodgrass to Schickel to Robb. High at the top of the key. Robb dribbles. Gets it to Clowers in the corner. Clowers no good on a three. Princeton gets it, brings it up court, and they're looking to get a shot off. Jalen Price has it on the right. He dribbles back out to Diehouse. Now to Holmes. Holmes just stops and pops a three. No good. Jalen Price puts that rebound back in. And there's another timeout from Coach Newcomb. And this time it is, I believe I saw him signal, a full timeout. We're going to take a break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate. going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball on 106.7 WMBI, MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. 15-2 Princeton with 2:26 remaining in the first quarter. Mount Vernon is, as you said, they're moving the ball quickly with passing, which is better than dribbling because passing moves it quicker, makes the defense move their feet faster. But Mount Vernon can't buy a basket. We've had good open looks from three. We've had a couple down low.
Yeah, and Princeton is playing very good defense. They're not letting us get in there easily and uncontested. They're stressing the shot quite a bit, and we need to do a lot more of that. Princeton looks like they're settling into where they're taking quick shots rather than moving the ball too much. So hopefully that saves our legs on defense.
Good point. As Clowers now has it up by the volleyball line, down to Schickel in the left corner. DeMeyer Robb high on the left. Ball deflected by Price. He gets it over to Jack Campbell, who came in during that timeout to give Nash a rest. Price got into Meyer Robb, and
that is his second foul.
That is his second. He, as I say, he's very handsy. He's lucky that wasn't his third foul. I believe he was the one that blocked Meyer Robb earlier.
Yep.
And but Clowers going to inbound the ball. He gets it into Snodgrass, back to Clowers, up by the 10-second line. Over to Snodgrass, down to Meyer Robb, down on the baseline. Meyer Robb wants a turnaround, can't get it, gets it to Snodgrass. He thought about a three, passed it up. Meyer Robb to Schickel at the left elbow, penetrates, back out to Campbell. Campbell gets it at the elbow, no good. Holmes on the rebound. Princeton, just like that, is up in the front court already looking for a shot. It is to Newsom in the corner, no good. Robb on a long rebound as Robb's going down the court. Newsom knocked the ball out of bounds, put Robb on his face on the ground very hard, and ball's out of bounds to Mount Vernon. No foul called or anything. And Meyer Robb didn't trip over the volleyball line, I hate to tell you. Campbell inbounds it to Nash. Clowers goes out. Nash crosses the timeline to Snodgrass high on the left. He's looking for help. Gets it to Campbell, top of the key. Didn't have his feet set, so he wisely passed up the shot. Out of Meyer Robb. Over to Nash high on the right. Nash to the top of the key. Dribbles back out to size things up. Dribbles to penetrate. No good. Comes back out. Gets it to Robb. Robb is, man, that is foul on Gabe Curry, number 14, who I believe came in for Jalen Price, and he picked up a foul on Meyer Robb. Ball taken out by Ryder Snodgrass. He's going to put it into the backcourt to Meyer Robb. Robb's being met by Curry as he crosses the timeline, gets it over to Nash. Nash dribbles toward the center of the court. He's now double-teamed. And the player was trying to pick the ball from Nash, finally dove at Nash's feet. That was Holmes, and he got the foul. He was going to cut Nash's feet out from under him. So good call on the official's part. And that's Holmes out there guarding guards. But that 6'7" is a big advantage over a 5'10" guard.
And he moves very, very well. He's clearly a very gifted basketball player. Underneath, on defense, he tends to stay underneath a little bit. We need to lean on him a little bit, wear him out.
Yep. Meyer Robb has it now up high, still guarded very closely by Curry. The referee's counting. He better get rid of the ball, as he just does down to Snodgrass in the corner. Back up to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb's looking to create something. He gets a screen from Schickel. Oh, there are 3 seconds left in the quarter. Nash gets off a deep three, front iron, no good. 15-2 after one in favor of Princeton. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMond staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMond's parts department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMond's Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
For the Mount Vernon High School basketball on 107 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. And Mount Vernon is going to inbound the ball to start the second quarter, down 15-2. And inbound pass to Nash. He's going to be greeted by Diehouse as he crosses the timeline. Gets it to Hirschberger.
Pass.
Got down to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb into the paint. Good for 15-4. I'm sorry, that was Snodgrass, not Hirschberger. Missed shot and rebound, Nash. Nash gets to Meyer Robb, who spots Snodgrass on a run out. That's a layup for Snodgrass, 15-6. Now Princeton, Mount Vernon cuts into the lead with two quick baskets in the second quarter. Kind of odd seeing Ryder Snodgrass catch a touchdown bomb. But Meyer Robb sure spotted him, and good pass. Ball almost stolen by Schickel. Holmes does pick it up, though. Gets it passed out now to Jenkins. Jenkins high to, back down to the free throw line to Diehouse. Now to Zen Coomer. In the paint to Holmes. Oh, Holmes, beautiful spot. He saw Jace Jenkins cut back door down to the left block. Got him the ball for a layup. 17-6 Princeton. And Princeton calls a timeout. 6:54 remaining in the quarter. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take the short break. 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. 17-6 Princeton, just under 7 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Mount Vernon inbounds it. Brady Schickel's going to cross the timeline down to Ryder Snodgrass in the corner, back up to Nash at the volleyball line. Nash guarded by 6'7" Holmes. Over to Hirschberger. Hirschberger to Meyer Robb, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Holmes. Holmes gets it over to Jenkins, now to down to Newsom in the left corner. Back over to the right side, Jenkins. Jenkins looking for something inside. Gabe Curry got the ball in a bad position, pinned on the baseline, and Ryder Snodgrass just got a little overeager.
It leaned a little bit, but he didn't burst into him.
No, didn't cold cock him. He just leaned into him and made sure he went out of bounds. Got caught, though. Inbounds now to Holmes. Holmes being guarded by Schickel. Schickel knocks the ball away on the shot. I thought he got away with one there. Ball is tipped out as it was kind of loose, getting swatted around. It is tipped out off of Mount Vernon. But we do now have Schickel assigned to Holmes. And he's going to be body against height. As the ball is out to Coomer out high to Jenkins. Jenkins gets across to Newsom. Newsom drives in. He loses the ball. Got cut off by Hirschberger nicely. Nicely done by Hirschberger. Ball's up high now to Jenkins. Jenkins over to Coomer, down to Newsom in the left. Newsom gives a shake and bake. He drives. And this time he gets some contact from Hirschberger on the shot. That's going to put DeMarcus Newsom on shooting two. 17-6 Princeton, 5:48 remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, we're playing some pretty good defense in there. I like that Brady Schickel is all over Holmes at this point. Holmes is starting to clear out from underneath the basket when Brady's leaning on him. And on the other end of the ball, on the other end of the court, Holmes tends to be playing up around the top of the arc.
Yep. Both free throws missed by Jenkins. Nash on the rebound. Gets it across the timeline. He keeps going. Gets it out to Snodgrass in the corner to Meyer Robb. Back to Nash, high on the left. Now he penetrates to the right elbow. Back to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb to Brady Schickel. Back out to Robb, high on the left. He's guarded closely by Curry. Screen coming from Nash. Nope, Robb doesn't use it. He goes the other way. Gets to Nash, left side, three-pointer, no good. And Holmes gets up high for the rebound. Newsom crosses the timeline with it. Now he tries to penetrate. He does. He gets a shot off, no good, but he does draw the contact from, we will see, I believe that is Ryder Snodgrass. That's Snodgrass' second personal.
I don't know if you saw that, but when we were on offense, Brady set a screen that if Brady weren't as strong as he is, the guy that ran into him would have drawn the foul.
Sometimes that is a downfall. Schickel's strong enough that when somebody runs into him, he doesn't fall down or doesn't get knocked away by the contact. And if he, like you said, if he would, he'd draw a foul. We had Snodgrass, Harshbarger, and Schickel all three in to help give us some better rebounding. And Snodgrass just comes out with the two fouls as Newsom hits the free throw.
Two free throws.
Hit both of them, excuse me. 19-6 now, Princeton. 5:05 remaining. Inbound to Nash. Nash gets trapped. He looks. He gets it up to Schickel. Schickel over to
Robb.
Robb gets it to Nash. They better cross. They just cross the timeline just in time. To Harshbarger. Out to Robb. Top of the key. Robb looking for Hostetter. He gets it to Nash. Nash on the Wildcat. Nash being guarded closely by Jenkins. He gets to now. It's down into Meyer Robb in the paint. Nice spin move, but he missed the shot. Rebound. Clowers back out now to Robb. Once again, he's in the paint, and he does a jump stop to penetrate, and somebody fouled him. I believe it's 14.
Gabe Curry.
That's his second foul also. And Jalen Price is back in the game with the two early fouls. They're going to bring Diehouse in to replace Curry. So they're going to be almost back to their starters. They'll have Price, Jenkins, Holmes, Diehouse, and Zen Coomer be the only sub in for them. Nash dribbles, gives the Robb up on the volley, up on the Wildcat. Now Nash tries to penetrate to Harshbarger. Harshbarger gets it to the right elbow. Back up high to Robb. Robb over to Nash outside the volleyball line. 4 minutes remaining, down 19-6. Nash guarded by Jenkins. Gets it to Harshbarger. Flowers at the elbow. Nash high on the right. Drills a three-pointer. Make it 19-9, just under 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. As Jenkins brings it up, gets it to Diehouse on the right.
It's like we're in a zone now.
Yep, we are. Diehouse catches the ball just under the free throw line, kicks it back out to Coomer. It's over to, I believe that's Price on the right. Now he gets it to Jenkins on the left. Jenkins drives, gets the basket. 21-9, Princeton. 3:24 left in the first. Inbound to Hostetter. Hostetter gets trapped. He gets it over to Meyer Robb. Meyer back to Hostetter. He gets it across the timeline to Clowers. Clowers to Harshbarger in the corner. Harshbarger no good from three. Rebound Brady Schickel. About to go out of bounds. Saves it into Nash. Nash backs it up. Take a breath. Let's get things reset. That was a heck of a rebound by Schickel, and as it got knocked free and was about to go out of bounds off of him, he grabbed it and saved it.
We were Nash, playing.
Nash driving got really physical play, and he did not make the shot. Princeton gets it down and gets a layup from, that's Price, Jalen Price on that layup. Ball's up to Schickel. Schickel close to the timeline. He passes it back to a guard. Nash gets to Rob. Rob to Schickel. To Harshbarger. Harshbarger trying to drive, and he got hands on him. I'm not sure who it's going to be on. That's going to be on 20 Coomer. Yeah, that Princeton might be getting a little bit weary in the feet because they've been grabbing more and more.
And that last one, when Price was trying to prevent the ball from getting across court, he ran into Rob and should have been called a foul.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been three on Price. Should have been. Rob has it now, and Diehouse just ran into him. And Price just took his feet out when he dove for the ball, and Rob had to jump over him trying to stay on his feet. This is kind of ridiculous. You can't. The referees can't adjust to the way the players are playing. The players have to adjust to the way the referees are calling. And the shame of it is referees aren't calling. They've adjusted to the players. Inbound to Hostetter. He just got chopped across the throat. Holmes just stole a pass. Now Jalen Price has it. Hands back to Jenkins. Jenkins just dribbled it off his hip to Coomer. High on the left. Coomer down to Diehouse in the corner. Diehouse gets to Price. Holmes drives baseline, and he gets fouled by Brady Schickel on the shot. Yeah, that is on Schickel. And that's a good call.
It was a good call. It wasn't as severe as some of the other things they've been letting go.
Yeah. Only difference, this was on a shot instead of on the floor, so they call that.
Correct. The good thing is Mount Vernon looks like they were playing very confidently compared to the way they started out.
You're exactly right.
So we're not putting a lot of points up on the board, but we're also not making weird things outside of our character.
Right. We're not playing scared. We're playing okay, just not getting the ball in the hole. The first foul shot was missed. Holmes hits the second one. Now the ball inbound to Nash. Nash gets it up to Clowers. Clowers back to Nash. Now up to Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell back to Nash.
We're also doing a better job of breaking the press and making them run.
Yep. We're crossing. The ball's going back and forth across the court, which makes them run more. Harshbarger gets it back to Nash. High. Nash penetrates a little bit back to Brady at the free throw line. Brady flop from the Princeton player, and Brady almost tripped over him. Ball back out to Nash. Nash guarded by Price. Nash drives. Price reached in and fouled him. That's going to be three on Jalen Price. And Price wasn't very happy about it, but
that was his fourth foul, and he only has three on the record. So
it was at least his fourth foul. But I can't see that. But anyway, Nash now gets it up to Boozy. Boozy back to Nash. Nash tries to penetrate. He's guarded now by Coomer. Clowers
travel. Slid that back foot.
Slid his back foot before he could get the pass away. Harshbarger's coming in for Boozy. That's an offense for defense kind of a thing. Boozy was playing offense down there because he's a real good outside shooter, although Harshbarger is too.
And he's been doing a very good job of moving and creating a lot of activity.
Yep, absolutely. Harshbarger's in now to help with some rebounding so we don't give up some second chance points. 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Princeton up 24-9. They look to me like they're going to take some air out of it. They might be going to wait for the last shot. We are in a man-to-man now. Princeton, they're starting to go now, 28 seconds. Maybe they're not waiting for the last one. The pass inbounds was knocked away, but it is picked up now by Holmes. Nash deflected it, and the ball was getting batted around. Schickel couldn't get his hands on it. Holmes finally got it, went up for it. Or for the shot, and he got fouled by Brady Schickel. That's Schickel's second. And now Meyer, Rob, and Grayson Boozy are going to come in for offensive purposes at the other end with just under 20 seconds to go. Holmes going to shoot two, and he hits the first one.
So prior to Holmes getting the ball down there, Schickel and Holmes were going back and forth, very physical underneath. I'll take Brady Schickel all day in that if they're going to extend and play the second half that way, because Holmes' build doesn't look like he's going to stand up to that very well.
Oh, not at all.
He'll start getting some fouls called on him that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Holmes going to take the second one, and he misses that one, and Dyhouse sneaks in there for the rebound, and Holmes gets loose down on the block. 13, 12, 11, under 10. Meyer Robb has it down 27 to 9, 5 seconds. Nash, deep three, drills it. Excellent shot. As the buzzer goes off, it is 27 to 12 at the half in favor of Princeton. You are listening to 106.7 WMVI in Mount Vernon.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, we offer fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out the vehicle of the week, a 2019 Toyota Camry LE. This unit comes with heated seats, tinted windows, and great gas mileage. 29 miles per gallon in the city and 41 on the highway. It's priced at just $16,990. Come give it a test drive today. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. And financing available for all credit situations. Visit us at Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to get ready to fire up the grill. Stop in this week for Bear Mountain Grill Pellets. They come in 20-pound bags for $7.99. Get them in these great flavors: cherry, apple, mesquite, hickory, maple, and gourmet. It's waiting for you at Bud's Hardware. Open 7 until 5 Monday through Friday and 8 until 5 on Saturday. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? Valentine heart-shaped? Ask about it at DiMaggio's Italian Pizza in Mount Vernon. Home of zesty authentic Italian pizza, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, cannoli, and more. Voted again the best pizza in the tri-state. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 838-9850 for pickup or delivery, or order online at DiMaggio's.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Basketball. This is 106.7 WMVI at MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. And I believe, Jarrett, we are at 27-12 at halftime. Princeton is in the lead. How did we get here, Jarrett?
So Nash Hostetter has two threes that we're very confident for 6 points. Meyer Robb has a couple of two-pointers for four. And Snodgrass has a contribution of two.
He got the layup on the touchdown pass for Meyer Robb.
Yep. So on their side, Edwin Holmes, 6'7", 8 points and seven rebounds. Newsom, 6 points. Jalen Price, 9 points. And Jenkins, 4 points. The good news is Price, with his 9 points, also has three fouls. And let's see, Curry has two fouls, and Holmes has one foul. Okay. On our side, Brady Schickel has two, Snodgrass has two. The good news is, after a 2-15 start in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, it was 10-12.
So I was going to say, it looks to me like 10-12. You summed it up nicely during the second quarter. Mount Vernon came out timid, a little bit.
Moving the ball and playing defensive aggressive, but not confident.
Right, and rushing shots because that's Princeton's tactic. They speed you up with their quickness, and although Mount Vernon was able to handle it, it did speed us up on our shots, and we weren't hitting them. Second quarter seemed to be a little more confident, as you said.
We started finding our lanes also to help our guys break the press and make them run more because they've been running a very aggressive press and trapping anytime the ball is up top. They're not letting us move freely up there unless we keep them very, very spread out with quick passes. And we're doing a pretty good job of that as of the second quarter.
Yep.
We have seen to where it looks like they are starting to reach a little bit, and they are also not working the ball. They're taking quicker shots. So hopefully that's a sign that we're taking their legs away a little bit by working them hard with the passes when we're on offense.
And if we can do that, those shots that they're taking quickly aren't going to be going in as often because if they take their legs away.
Yeah, and I started to see it a little bit there towards the end of the second quarter. Brady Schickel leaning on Holmes a little bit, and Holmes was fighting back. If that gets too much more aggressive, there are going to start to be some calls underneath up there. And
typically with a stronger player, he doesn't have to make as much as grandiose an effort to push hard. Holmes, on the other hand, giving away a lot of strength, is going to have to make exaggerated motions to push it, put as much force on him, so it would call more attention to him.
Absolutely. And you started to see that towards the end of that second quarter. They are putting somebody else on Brady Schickel underneath the basket and removing Holmes from that position.
Yeah, Holmes has been guarding a lot of times Nash Hostetter and sometimes Meyer Robb, but usually Nash Hostetter, who's our principal ball handler. If they're trying to get him out of his rhythm with a, you know, he's given up 10 inches or 9 inches to Holmes. That's their strategy, but so far it hasn't bothered Nash too awfully much. But we will see. Clock's ticked down to 3 minutes, and Mount Vernon's not out of the locker room just yet. But Princeton is already out shooting around. So those are some adjustments, I'm sure, that Coach is going over. Not sure what he's going to do in terms of getting some good quality offensive looks. Actually, our offensive looks haven't been too awfully bad, but we need better ones.
And I was just counting up. We are 33% from the field. We have not taken a free throw yet. So as many fouls as they've had, the fouls have been on the ground.
Yeah. And in fairness, you know, with their quickness and all, the fouls that they've called on us that have put them at the line are excellent calls.
And they've got 8 free throws. They're 50% from the free throw line. From the field, I haven't counted theirs up. But they have not missed a whole lot.
No.
Looks like they have missed 6 shots from the field.
Wow.
7.
Wow. That's part of that is they had they've had a couple putbacks that have been down low and down on the blocks. They've had a couple of drives that have gotten in all the way. So that's going to help their percentages quite a bit.
And 6 of those misses were threes.
Yeah. Good. Mount Vernon just came back out on the court. Tell you what, let's take a 60-second break and come back to start the third quarter. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Mount Vernon High School Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Sitting alongside me, Jarrett Buck. We are about to start the third quarter. It is 27-12, Princeton. Princeton inbound, will inbound it, going left to right on your dial.
And so we're starting out in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah. As Jenkins crosses the timeline with it, bounce pass to the right to Newsom. Oh, nice cut by Holmes right down the lane. There was a good screen on Schickel. Holmes lays it in, 29-12. Princeton is now just on a nuisance press, just a man-to-man thing, kind of light, just to keep Nash on his toes. Meyer Robb now gets it, penetrates the paint, out to Bryce Clowers for a three-pointer, and he drills it. 29-15. Excellent shot from Clowers. You could just see that. That was almost in line with us here. It looked a pretty looking shot. Yeah. Jenkins now up high at the near the 10-second line to Newsom. Newsom to Bryce on the right. Back up high to Newsom. Over to Jenkins on the left. Down to Holmes in the corner. Holmes up to Diehouse at the top of the key to Price on the right. Price down to Newsom in the corner. Now up to down to Holmes in the corner. Holmes all the way across court to Diehouse. Holmes cuts through the lane, but he is covered up by Schickel very hard. Newsom now gets it down to Holmes in the corner. And you're right, now it is the zone is what's switching around, and it's kind of got Princeton confused a little bit, or maybe they're just being more deliberate and going to get an excellent shot. Ball was almost stolen there by Meyer Robb in the corner. Back up to Holmes, top of the key. Now Price. Price drives. He charges right into.
All right.
That's foul number four on Price. That's going to be no basket. A Schickel was planted very nicely. That takes some guts to get a guy right in your chest when you got that face mask on.
Well, and he didn't take it like he took the screen earlier. He actually got that call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Price was going full tilt, and Price is now out of the game. Inbound ball to Meyer Robb's trapped. He gets it over to Nash. This is a serious press this time. Meyer Robb, a long pass up to Boozy. Boozy now back out to Nash at the volleyball line. Pardon me. Nash passes into the free throw line to Boozy. Boozy to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb to Flowers out on the left. Dribbles back out. Gets to Schickel. Schickel on a spin move. Kicks it out to Nash. Right three-point line. No good. Rebound Holmes. Schickel took it away from him and laid it in. 29-17 Princeton. 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Holmes high on the right. Back up to Newsom at the top of the key. 2-3 zone Mount Vernon. Newsom over to Holmes at the three-point line. Back to Newsom volleyball line. He dribbles. They change places. Now Newsom high on the right. Dribbles back up to Holmes at the top of the key. To Jenkins back to Holmes. Now Holmes Jenkins trade places. Jenkins top of the key. He tries to drive. He throws a pass behind Newsom, but Newsom does catch it. Diehouse gets it down on the block. Mount Vernon had jump shifted to try and double team the corner and couldn't stop the ball, and they got it in for a layup, 31-17. Nash crosses the timeline against the press, gets it to Boozy. Boozy to Clowers on the left. Three-pointer, no good. Holmes again with the rebound. Gets it to Jenkins. Out of Holmes. Holmes dribbles. Holmes gets it plucked away by Schickel. He picks it up, retrieves it, though. He's trapped in the corner. Gets it out to Newsom. Newsom brings it up high.
They're not moving on offense.
No, it's the pass and stand. Okay, now this is Jenkins. Deep, deep three. That's a Caitlin Clark three, and she drills it. 34-17, Princeton. Nash to Brady. Down to Maya Robb. Breaks the press. Gets it to Clowers. Clowers gets a layup, and he comes up limping. I don't know how that happened. Somebody got him on the ankle. This is going to be a 30. Oh, it's a full timeout. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Mount Vernon Basketball. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMBI, MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. Princeton does lead 34-19 with 4:19 remaining in the third quarter. But they are...
So they're the leading scorer from the first half for Princeton now has four fouls. So that's what we were hoping we would see, is that we would help get them in foul trouble. We're also seeing that their press, their full-court press, is not as intense as what it was in the first half. They're pulling off a little bit, and on offense, they are standing and passing. They're really not moving their feet. That's Princeton is really not moving their feet, and they're starting to lean when they're on defense. So
signs of fatigue.
Yes, it's looking like Mount Vernon is doing a really good job of wearing them down.
And Mount Vernon's in the 2-3 zone press, or excuse me, zone defense. Newsom up high on the right to top of the key. Holmes now to Jenkins on the left.
Legal screen.
Back to Holmes. Newsom. Newsom runs into the lane. Back cut by Jenkins. Gets the layup. That was an excellent backdoor cut by Jenkins behind the zone. Mount Vernon now trying to break the press. Nash gets it to Boozy. Boozy back to Nash. Nash penetrates into the paint. Gets it out to Clowers. Clowers tries to penetrate. Gets it to back to Nash. Now to Robb up top of the key. He's top of the volleyball line. Pardon me. He's guarded by Newsom. Just kind of sizing things up. Gets it to Nash. Nash tries to penetrate. No good. Gets it to Schickel at the lane. Back out to Boozy. Long three. It is taken off by Jenkins. Jenkins gets a pass up to Holmes. Holmes met by Boozy. Back to Jenkins. Now Holmes deep three from the left. No good. Tap out. Now it gets to Holmes. Holmes drives, and he gets it up and in as there's a Princeton player hit the floor, so there was a whistle, some sort of an off-the-ball foul on Mount Vernon, and it is on Brady Schickel.
That is his third.
Schickel's third. Princeton's going to take the ball out of bounds under the basket. I believe the basket counted. It's 36-19. And Princeton's ball under their own basket. And Brady Schickel is that he's asking the referee about the call. The other two officials are talking about it. I think they're discussing whether or not the basket counted. I think it should have. I think that shot was being taken right as the foul was being committed. So it's coach doesn't think so. Yeah, Jack Campbell and Snodgrass go in for Boozy and Clowers. And Coach Newcomb is still asking for he's telling him that the ball was still in his hands while the foul was getting committed. I don't know. That was a tough one. That was a bang-bang call. This is one of those in college they'd be looking at 12 replays and figure it out. Okay, Princeton does inbound it. The call's not going to get changed. Coach Newcomb is out on the court, and he's going to get a tee. Let me say this. They stopped play. I'm not sure if they teed him up. I think what he's doing is he wasn't finished getting his explanation from the one referee, and the other two referees inbounded the ball. So he's saying, hold it, stop play, let's get this figured out. So I don't think they assessed the tee, but I'm not sure. This is... Now he's getting the word from the other official.
But we really want to get the ball moving. We want to get back out there and start playing because the Princeton team has started leaning. So we need to keep them moving and keep them.
Don't give them the rest is what you're saying.
This is an extra timeout that they're getting right now. Mm-hmm. It is all in their favor.
Yeah.
We look like we've got the conditioning and we've got the strength to really wear them down now. That's what we need to do.
Okay. Well, it is settled, whatever it is. It's 38 to 19. So they did give him the basket. And now Princeton's going to... Oh, wait a minute.
Mount Vernon's ball.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good try by Brady.
Yeah, Brady Schickel's standing out of bounds by the referee to maybe get the ball and inbound it. But
veteran move.
It's, yeah, definitely a veteran move. But that's a Princeton's ball. They inbound it now to a Dye House. He gets it out to... Jenkins over to Coomer on the right. Holmes now, or I said Coomer, I meant Curry. Holmes,
Curry over the back, but
yep. Timeout. Jack Campbell got on the floor to grab the ball, and Coach Newcomb called a timeout before they could take it away from him or tie him up. So this is going to be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to 106.7 WMBI.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, we offer fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out the vehicle of the week, a 2019 Toyota Camry LE. This unit comes with heated seats, tinted windows, and great gas mileage. 29 miles per gallon in the city and 41 on the highway. It's priced at just $16,990. Come give it a test drive today. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. And financing available for all credit situations. Visit us at Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI. Mount Vernon is going to inbound the ball under Princeton's basket. Princeton's still going with his press. Brady's going to inbound it. He gets it in to Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb's trapped. He gets it over to Nash. Nash going to advance it. Gets it to Brady across the timeline. Brady down to Campbell. Nash fumbles the ball. Picks it back up, though. Gets it deflected, and now Princeton stole the ball. Princeton crosses the timeline. Get it to Holmes. Holmes does a Euro step, misses the shot. Meyer Robb on the rebound. He did look very fatigued. Oh, no. Dye House just plucked the ball clean from Meyer Robb and went in for the layup, 40 to 19, Princeton. Meyer Robb now gets it, crosses the timeline. He's double-teamed, gets it to Nash. Nash back to Robb, high on the right. Nash the volleyball line. Nash into Snodgrass just at the free throw line. Gets it back out to Robb. Robb drives on Holmes and puts it in. And, yeah, the guy ran into Snodgrass and he started backpedaling and pretending he was going to fall down as if Snodgrass did anything to him. Other than Snodgrass is a big, strong boy and the kid ran into him. And
yeah.
Probably took his wind away. But 40 to 21 now, minute and a half left. Holmes deep in the right corner, long, no good. Rebound, Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb's double-teamed in the backcourt. He throws a pass too high for Hostetter. Hostetter gets it to Holmes, Princeton stole it, got it to Holmes. Holmes laid it in. And Meyer Robb picks up the foul.
We did not do a very good job on that press. Last two presses, getting back and helping out the guy with the ball.
No, you're exactly right. We ran away from the guy with the ball instead of going toward him. Bryce Clowers comes in for Nash. Bryce Clowers comes in for Brady. Hershberger came in for Nash. Hershberger gets his last name. Nash gets his first name. We're not going two last names with those two guys. Holmes hits the free throw. Hershberger takes it out. He throws it into Meyer Robb. Meyer Robb's double teamed. He's just going to break it on his own. Now he gets it up to Snodgrass. Snodgrass back to Robb. But Holmes is in position to cut Robb off. So Robb dribbles back up high. We're going to start our offense over. We'll get it to Clowers. Clowers to Jack Campbell. Now to Snodgrass at the elbow. Snodgrass gets to Clowers to Meyer Robb.
I want to see Robb take it down the lane right now.
I'd like to see that too. Oh, no, he stepped back three, and he drilled it. That's an okay option. 43-24, Princeton with 40 seconds left. Holmes over to Jenkins. Jenkins guarded by Clowers. We are now in a man-to-man, and Holmes got lost in the back.
He pushed Robb out, and that's how he got his clearance.
Ah. Well, they got a bucket. Now we're trying to beat the press, and Clowers gets it across to Snodgrass in the corner. 15 seconds left. Meyer Robb on a very deep three. Nothing but net. 45-27. 10 seconds left. Princeton in the front court. Holmes down on the baseline. He's stopped by Robb. Oh, my God. Holmes just threw Robb down. And they're going to call it on the floor. I bet they're going to call it on Robb. But Holmes had his arm behind him holding Robb and then just pushed him to the floor.
Yeah, that was not a good... Yeah.
No, that's one where in college they're going to look at it as a hook, see if it's a hook and hold, and the offensive player would have gotten called and probably a flagrant one. But as it is, 2.6 seconds left. 45-27 Princeton. Newsom is going to inbound it underneath Princeton's basket. Mount Vernon has Snodgrass in front facing Holmes and Hershberger on his left, and he's on the right block. So, okay, they pass it out. Oh, my gosh. Jenkins banks in a three-pointer from the volleyball line, and they're calling a foul on Bryce Clowers. I don't know if Clowers touched him or
yes,
not.
Yes, he did.
Did he touch him? Okay, because... Jenkins flopped, but if Clowers got him on the shooting hand, that's a good call.
Yeah, that was a good call.
48-27, Princeton, no time remaining. And Jenkins hits the free throw, 49-27 to go into the start of the fourth quarter. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Mount Vernon Basketball. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMBI. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. 49-27 Princeton going into the fourth quarter. I believe it's going to be Mount Vernon's ball. Yes, it is. Going right to left on your radio dial. Quite a play at the end of the third quarter. Jenkins for Princeton hit a very deep three, and he got fouled by Clowers on the shot. And he hit it. He banked it in. In other words, he missed it by a foot and a half, so it banked in and hit the free throw. So 45-27 turned into 49-27 in the blink of an eye. And we will go into the fourth quarter. Now, they do have Jalen Price back out on the floor now with his four fouls. At this point in the game, I don't think that's relevant.
No, unfortunately, we didn't do enough to get fouls in the third quarter and to slow them down. Had a lot of turnovers in the third quarter. It really didn't help us.
Yeah, like you said, we got comfortable in the second, and then the third, we didn't. Ryder Snodgrass now takes a three from the top of the key. No good. Newsom on the rebound. Tried to run, but the Mount Vernon got back very well, so they slowed it up. Now Holmes has it high on the right. Down to Price. Price gets a pass down on the block to Holmes. Holmes on working on Harshbarger. Got him in the air and got up a little soft shot from the front to make it 51-27. Meyer Robb now coming up. Now it's just a single man-to-man press, more of a nuisance now. This is not the turnover press that they ran in the third quarter. Meyer Robb guarded by Newsom. He's got Harshbarger in the corner. Gives him the ball. Back up to Robb. Princeton running just a straight man-to-man.
The lane is wide was wide open.
Yeah, we had good spread there. And like you, I thought it would be kind of good to see the see Robb drive, and with that lane wide open like that, that'd been good. Mount Vernon just tried to get a pass across a couple of
Snodgrass
players.
Thought it was deflected and let it go, and they gave it to Princeton.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was touched or not, but you're right. Snodgrass pulled his hands back, and it wound up going to Princeton. So Newsom is crossing timeline with Robb on him. He's gives it to Holmes up high. Holmes got Schickel on him. Now Newsom drives the paint, and he goes right into Schickel's chest, draws the contact, and draws the foul. That's Schickel's fourth. That was a good call. It was unfortunate because Schickel's trying to give ground, but once that contact's made and the way it was made, it's definitely a defensive foul.
The Princeton Newsom, mm-hmm. He did a good job with body control, and you're right, he got the foul called.
And he hits the first free throw, and Schickel's coming. Nope, Schickel's going to stay in. Snodgrass coming out in favor of Hostetter coming in. So Schickel, Harshbarger, Nash, Clowers, and Robb for Mount Vernon. For Princeton, Newsom, Price, Holmes, Jenkins, and Coomer. Nash going to cross the timeline, picked up by Jenkins. Nash looking for help. Meyer Robb comes over to get the ball. Meyer Robb gets a screen from Schickel. They double team him. Gets the ball to Schickel. Schickel goes in and he gets
fouled.
Gets put to the ground by Holmes. Misses the shot. Princeton on the rebound. Coomer from deep in the corner hits his three. Mount Vernon comes up now. No press at all. 56-27. 6 minutes left. Nash on the right side. Gets the ball out high to Robb. Meyer Robb now tries to drive, gets into the paint, gets the ball, gets a
I
shot
that's
missed.
Five on,
yeah, that's going to be
Price.
Five on Price. Meyer Robb missed the shot, but he crossed the lane and jumped up to get the rebound, and Price got over the top of him, and they called the foul on Price. The way the two of them were going at it, I couldn't tell which way the foul would go.
And
they called it on Price.
To the referee.
Of course. But, he is out. Mount Vernon's ball. They do have 60 seconds to put a player in. Their coach is wanting an explanation. It was simply a...
He landed on Meyer Robb's back.
Yeah, he kind of... Robb went over, and actually the way he jumped, he got up underneath, not without committing the foul. They were both in the air until they came down. And then it was Price on the back of Robb. They're going to put in Diehouse for Jenkins, or for Price, excuse me. Meyer Robb gets it into Brady, back up to Hostetter, Nash. Nash to Robb up high. Robb guarded by Newsom. Out of Nash. Nash drives, gets all the way in there to, can't get the shot to go. The rebound, Schickel had his hands on it. Holmes got it. Holmes was about to slide out of bounds. He slammed it off of Schickel out of bounds. It's a clever play. It was the only play he had, or he would have been out of bounds.
Yep.
56-27 Princeton. 5:25 left. Newsom is walking the ball up the court. Puts it over to Coomer. Back to Newsom. Coomer, a deep, deep three. He drains it. 59-27. Mount Vernon inbounds it and comes up the court. Nash with the ball. Finds Brady on the far right to Meyerob. Meyerob drives on Dyson, or Newsom, excuse me. Harshbarger. Harshbarger back to Schickel. Schickel gets into the paint. He up and under. Can't get the basket. He had a good move on Holmes. Holmes long pass to Newsom. Newsom has to try and save it. Gets it back. Nash stole it. Nash brings it up. Gets to Harshbarger. Harshbarger takes a three. Back iron, no good. Brady Schickel tried to get it, but Newsom went up over top of him and got it. Holmes now to Coomer in the corner. Jenkins a long three, no good. Holmes gets the tip. Nash going to bring it up the court, 61-27, 4:15 remaining, Princeton leading. Brady Schickel gets into the paint to Clowers on the right. Three-pointer is good by Bryce Clowers. And Newcomb calls a timeout, and he's going to put in some subs. Campbell, Boozy, and Snodgrass. I'm not sure who they're coming in for. We're going to keep it right. I will go ahead. This is a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take a short timeout. It's 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Alongside me, Jarrett Buck. And, okay, 4:04 left. We're behind 61-30. We're not going to win this game. We're going to work on things for the next six games and into the tournament.
You've got to work the ball more into the paint. We did a great job of spreading them out in the first half, getting them off balance a little bit. We haven't really taken it into the paint. Their 6'7" guy is not really a paint player. He doesn't like the contact. You can tell he's getting a little frustrated with his body language under there. Mm-hmm. So we just need to work on taking it into the middle and work on that, work on accepting the foul and controlling our bodies to still make the shot.
Like Newsom did a moment ago when he went into Schickel. Excellent job drawing the contact, focused on the shot, drew the foul, got his free throws. We have Snodgrass, Clowers, Campbell, Harshbarger, and Boozy on the court right now. And Holmes now has it down on the right block, guarded by Snodgrass. Does a fadeaway turnaround, no good. Harshbarger on the rebound to Boozy. Boozy brings it across the timeline, looking for help, gets it over to Campbell. Campbell to Clowers. Clowers dribbles toward the paint. Campbell back up to Boozy now. Boozy to Clowers, high on the right. He wasn't ready with his feet when he caught the ball because he could have gotten a shot off.
That's a foul away from.
Okay. Princeton has three substitutes at the bench, so Jenkins fouled, just went up and tapped Clowers to foul him intentionally. Flagrant, just intentionally to stop the clock to put in the substitutes. Holmes comes out. I believe Newsom comes out, and that's it. So they're going to have some new players in. And that was a good play. And the other thing, there's no need for Holmes to play anymore and risk an injury. I mean, you can get injured at any time in the game of basketball. So they got him out. Boozy now into the paint. Oh, it got plucked. And that is number
10?
10.
Okay. Luke Kingsbury?
Luke Kingsbury, yeah, with a breakaway layup. And it's 3 minutes left, 63-30, Princeton. As Harshbarger's got the ball down on the left baseline. Gets it down to Snodgrass. Snodgrass puts it up, gets partially deflected from above. And this would be Dyehouse with the ball. He takes a long three. No, it hit back iron, went up and hit the guy wire, and came down and swished. He's jumping around because he wanted to count the basket. Apparently, he doesn't shoot a whole lot of them from out there, but he was laughing too. So not a big complaint. He could see that it did hit that wire. Campbell inbounds to Boozy. 2.5 left. Boozy crosses the timeline. He's greeted by number 22, Engelbrecht. Plowers from the right on another three-point shot. 33-63. Now Princeton's driving, and that is number 10. That is Kingsbury. He missed the shot, and on the rebound, I believe that's going to be a foul on. It's on Princeton.
Jared Dunkel.
Jared Dunkel, number 30. Okay. That's a big kid. Flowers tries to penetrate. Dunkel picked his pocket. They get it up ahead to number 23 is Bentley Ray. They get in the basket and makes it 65-33, a minute 48 left. Boozy crosses the timeline to Clowers. Clowers gets it over to Campbell. Campbell at the volleyball line to Harshbarger to Boozy. Top of the key. Clowers on the right. Same. He misses this three-pointer. Rebound was grabbed momentarily by Princeton, and Boozy stripped him of it. I think he got some hands there, too, but Harshbarger tries to kick it out, and it got stolen. Gets brought down the court. Layup missed by Stocker, and Boozy comes away with the rebound. Minute 10 left. Boozy now shake and bake in a drive, and he gets the ball up on a shot. They're calling no basket. They're saying that he was fouled. Tyson Engelbrecht fouled Boozy, but it was on the floor, and I think that's a good call. And Mount Vernon is now putting in number 21, Cameron Gray. Number 35, Grayson Lyons. Number 32,
Keaton Givens.
And number 12 is Jacob Caldemeyer. Those two are freshmen. Caldemeyer is as pretty as she. I'd love to see a game of horse between Caldemeyer and Jack Campbell. That'd be sweet. Might take a while, though. Nobody'd miss. Lyons over to Caldemeyer. Caldemeyer, a deep three. Off the mark. My fault, just as I finished bragging about him and he shoots an air ball. But Caldemeyer is a terrific, terrific shooter. Princeton's going to bring the ball up the court just under a minute to go. 65-33. Princeton's got it high on the left. Nice pick and roll. And
I thought that was a double dribble.
Yeah, it kind of looked like it. Dunkel missed the layup. Could have gotten fouled too. Cameron Gray drives in, no good. The rebound gets tipped around. Gray tried to get it. It hit his hand and hit the baseline before he was able to pull it back in. 31.4 seconds left. Princeton ball leading 65-33. They're going to walk it up. I don't know if they're going to try a shot. These are substitutes, so sometimes they'll go ahead and play it out. But no, they're just going to hold it and dribble it out. 15 seconds left. As the Princeton fans rise to their feet and give an ovation to their team. 8 seconds left. Just dribbling it out. 2-1. That is ball game. 65-33 in favor of Princeton. We'll take a timeout here. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to get ready to fire up the grill. Stop in this week for Bear Mountain Grill Pellets. They come in 20-pound bags for $7.99. Get them in these great flavors: cherry, apple, mesquite, hickory, maple, and gourmet. It's waiting for you at Bud's Hardware. Open 7 until 5 Monday through Friday and 8 until 5 on Saturday. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? Valentine heart-shaped? Ask about it at DiMaggio's Italian Pizza in Mount Vernon.
home of zesty authentic Italian pizza, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, cannoli, and more. Voted again the best pizza in the tri-state. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 838-9850 for pickup or delivery, or order online at DiMaggio's.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for a final time tonight to Mount Vernon High School basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck. Sit alongside me is Jarrett Buck. And Jarrett, Mount Vernon has just taken it on the chin to Princeton, 65-33. Tell us how we got here.
So in the first quarter, it ended up being 15-2, and it was looking kind of scary there. But in the second quarter, Mount Vernon really settled down, and we got 10 to their 12 in that in the second quarter. So it ended up being 12-27 at halftime. Third quarter, they came out with refreshed legs. And Princeton put up 22 against our 15 to take a 49-27 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, we continued and got more points, our most points of the game in the fourth quarter, 18 to their 16 for a final score of 65-33. You know, first quarter, we looked very very off balance, very timid. We really got things going after that. Ended up Nash Hostetter with 6 points. Meyer Robb with 12 points, Brady Schickel with 2, Ryder Snodgrass with 2, and Bryce Clowers with 11. Not a whole lot of rebounding. In the first half, we didn't shoot particularly well. We shot a lot better in the second half, and they shot very well. They were over 50% in the first half, and they pretty much continued that trend in the second half.
Yeah. How many rebounds did Holmes end up with? He is a really good player. He's
Holmes
very talented.
Ended up with 21 points and 11 rebounds. 13 of those points were in the second half. He started playing a lot more outside. Didn't make any baskets from out there. It was mostly putbacks and things of that nature. He really didn't play in the paint. Right. We kept him out of there, did a great job of being physical with him when he did try and go underneath.
I was going to say, you kind of pointed that out. He didn't like the contact and all. If he's going to play in college, he'll be a three position, a swing forward. But he's going to have to improve his outside shooting. He can't right now he's not a good enough shooter to play that position in college, but he's not physical enough to play a four.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He does have a nice-looking shot. He just may not have the confidence. And we really didn't see any mid-range. He either took it from, and that's kind of the style of basketball,
right?
Either three-point or right under the bucket.
Yeah, but But anyway, yeah, Mount Vernon, when we could settle down, we did all right.
We did a great job of passing the ball, breaking the press. They had a very aggressive press for the first three quarters, and we did a very good job of breaking. We only had a couple turnovers, like one turnover against the press.
Most of the time, yeah, we did break the press. It might have taken us 7 or 8 or 9 seconds, but that's okay. That just makes them work harder on defense. So, we're going to this was an unusual Thursday night game. We do not have game Friday or Saturday. We will come back with the coaches show on Monday at 6 o'clock right here and on 106.7 WMVI. And then we'll talk about the games next week for that. But for right now, we'll send it back to Dave in the studio. Jarrett, thank you for sitting in tonight. It was very good.
Thank you for having
me. And you brought up some good points that we talked about off air that we could then discuss when we came back on air. So I'll turn it back to Dave, and I'll just say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.